Mic check.
Mic check, one, two, one, two.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
So
okay.
Excited.
So excited. Okay. Hey, y'all. If you remember me, I used to have a show Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. my freshman year, 2021. It was called Mic Check with Micah. And I kind of revamped it. I did like a lot of old school, like R&B and hip hop. And then going into my sophomore year, I went ahead and just did like throwback music, and I would sometimes go ahead and like go on air and talk about the songs and the meanings that they had for me. I decided to bring it back in podcast formation. So exciting. So exciting. I got my bro Terrence here. Go ahead with your intro.
Man, what's good, y'all? My name is Terrence Watts, fourth year graphic design major. The man behind the screen, man.
The man behind the screen. He's been my OG. First friend on the hill.
Literally the first.
Literally. Man. But yeah, a little bit about... Y'all already know me from Off the Rack with Cordell and Micah. But this is my other side. Obviously, I love fashion. But I do love music even more than fashion. Who doesn't?
Oh, man, what?
Oh, my gosh.
They go hand in hand. Like, it's so crazy.
They actually do.
Literally, oh my gosh. Man.
Maybe that's a whole nother episode.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, we're keeping the same name. It's going to be Mic Check with Micah. But instead of just doing a regular show, I'm going to take you through some of my favorite hip-hop and R&B songs, mainly, like, hip-hop songs. And we're gonna kind of dissect like any specific lyrics or songs that have like really deeper meanings that people may not really get.
Them storytellings, man. Like, I don't know, storytelling and rap is just, it elevates the song for me. Like,
it does. Like, it's one of those things, like, it does help like when a song automatically has like a story, but it might not be the best beat or the best flow, but at least, hey, this got a story. But when you combine like a good flow, a good beat, and the story.
Oh my god.
So first of all, like
10 out of 10.
I usually listen to songs blindly sometimes.
Definitely,
and I don't focus on the lyrics sometimes. Like, as I've gotten older and have, obviously my love for music has like deepened and stuff,
Definitely.
It's become something that's a lot more important to me. So I actually do focus
on
the lyrics. But back in the day, I would just blindly listen to things, and then you catch this lyric, like, wait, there's been too many, what are we talking about? So then you have to go back to the beginning, and then that really just increases your love for music and storytelling.
That's how it was for me with this song. Like, of course, like, first listen, you know, you don't really pay attention to none. You kind of just vibe with the beat and the lyrics and stuff, as long as it sounds good. But when you go through those first few listens and you just bumping it in a car one day and one lyric just like click for you,
it's over, because then it's like, now that's the only song I'm listening to.
Oh god,
the whole community.
Now I gotta go through the genius
exactly.
lyrics.
I'm saying genius tired of seeing me. But I don't did we introduce what song we doing today?
Didn't
y'all? We are going to start off with Mona Lisa by Kendrick Lamar, and well, it's by Lil Wayne
featuring
Kendrick Lamar. Y'all, this song,
two of the best lyricists of all time,
two of the best. And so this kind of like, I was inspired to really do this show by my magazine article writing class. We had to basically start a Substack, and I didn't know what to talk about. It's like a blog, basically. And I didn't know what to talk about, and I wanted to talk about music, but I didn't just want to be like, oh, my top 10 favorite artists and stuff. I wanted to do something different. So Mona Lisa been that song since, what, 2018? Since the first listen. We bonded over that song, me and Terrence. So it was one of those songs that I knew I wanted to talk about it. Any chance I get to talk about that song,
I talk about that song. Like, anybody sums up, anytime somebody brings up a storytelling song, Mona Lisa always the first one to come up. Like,
for sure. Any lyric, let it come on. When I was getting my tattoo this spring break, it came on. I had to give the whole tattoo artist a deep dive. I got the sense she didn't want me to keep talking, so I shut up. Basically, I went ahead and did a whole 3-part series on how Mona Lisa is Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar's best song. I broke it up by the plot, the meanings, like everything like that. And so that's what we are going to get into for today.
Before we get into it, I got a question though, like real quick.
Yeah.
So you know how there's this little tidbit that, you know, Lil Wayne just freestyles everything. He hasn't picked up a pen since like, what, 08, 09?
Yeah.
You think that's the case for this? Or I feel like he has to have picked up a pen for this.
I feel like he lying.
I don't know. Bro.
Like, I want him to be lying, because if you are such a good oh my gosh, if you are such a good lyricist to the point where you can forget Mona Lisa, let's just talk about Lil Wayne and his music, like, period. If you are like the type of lyricist that can sit up here and not have to, like, it's all in your brain.
I believe it, low key. Like, I don't know about Mona Lisa, but Lil Wayne, I feel like he does freestyle a good majority of his like new music. I'm not gonna lie,
he probably does, but he's so good at it.
He is, because he's just, I feel like some people are just born with it. Like, what's it called? A prodigy? Yeah, he has to be just like
a
prodigy.
He gotta be one.
Because he's been doing it since he was, what, 14, 13?
Yeah, when he was, where was he? He made, what song was that?
I don't even know.
Oh my gosh, he was with that one group, that old school group that made that scary music. Yeah, that scary music when Lil Wayne was 14, 15 years old talking about X, Y, and Z. So we about to get into it. Why Mona Lisa is Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar's best song.
I got a story to tell, you know that I cherish this. Hope it ain't too many feelings involved.
I see this and it's starting popping bottles. Getting drunk with these bitches, and when they leave, they get followed. Fall asleep with that and really don't know much about her. Then she let us in, we take all of your and when you wake up, she help you try to find it. I love you.
So we're going to start off with that. Kendrick Lamar starts us off with the song. He says, I got a story to tell, you know that I cherish thee. Hope it ain't too many feelings involved.
Hope it ain't.
That was like, when I first, okay, so initially when I first heard it, or even when I was just doing my deep dives in it, basically, I really felt like that was kind of like a warning. It felt so eerie. It felt, it gave
like
me
it's not personal, way. Yeah. Like,
dang. It's not personal, but he's really telling you the story of so many men and like what they go through, which is funny. I'm going to preface this by saying, obviously, since this is a 90.5 podcast, I can't really keep any of the curse words from this in here, but the clean versions never really do it for me. So I'm going to have to paraphrase some of the lyrics that I'm saying, but y'all can get the gist. Y'all can look it up.
Yeah.
So Lil Wayne starts off after Kendrick Lamar and says, I see dudes in this place. When he says place, that's kind of just like, I really think he's talking about like a club or just wherever you're at, like a kickback club, anything like that. I think where we start off is kind of like the club though. Mm-hmm. So I see dudes in this place, stunting, popping bottles, getting drunk with these girls. Then when they leave, they get followed. Fall asleep with that girl and really don't know much about her. Then she let us in. We take all of your stuff. And when you wake up, she help you try to find it. I love her.
And he really just gave like the whole blueprint.
That's the whole blueprint
right there. Like he's really taking advantage of these dudes who are really just after one thing, and it really ends up being their demise. Dudes, we got to do better, right? Because this could be you one day.
this could definitely be you one day. And it's so typical. Like he gave the whole synopsis of, we were gonna do an overview of what the song is about, but that's literally like what
basically
Mona Lisa
in
is
eight
about.
Bars, yeah.
And then it really like, why was Mona Lisa chosen as a title? Well, we know the Mona Lisa the painting. Like, people were like, what's the story behind her smile? Was it a smirk? Was it not a smile? Like, I know some people were like, well, I remember the painting like having a smile. Some people were like, oh, she never had a smile. She had a straight face, but you thought she had a smile. Yeah. So it was one of those. And I like spooky conspiracy theories like that too. So like, knowing that this is a title and then reading the end, the part about fall asleep with that girl and really don't know much about her. Then she lets us in when Wayne is saying us, he talking about his crew. We take all of your stuff. And when you wake up, she help you try to find it.
She's really a pawn in the game. And she's playing her part like so well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a sad thing to see, because I know a lot of men are like, oh, well, why do women always blah, blah, blah? And then women are trying to like make their whole case. Like, not every woman is like it, but I'm not going to be fake and say not every woman. Like, there are people out here scamming y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all are getting scammed and vice versa.
Can we get into the flow real quick though? Like, I like how he doesn't keep one consistent flow. It's kind of like his scheme changes a little bit, but like it still stays consistent to the beat and to the song. And she's playing her part like too well, bruh. Going on vacation and that's like your whole alibi and you basically got nothing
to do
with it.
That's the whole thing. She know where you hide it. Tell me where it's hidden. She know when you gone. Tell me when the Sorry, I love it. Okay, tell me when to visit. We break in your home and take the specifics. And meanwhile, the girl is on vacation with him, so she don't get blamed.
Like, that's so smart. I'm sorry.
Wayne's sitting up here setting up. We ain't even got the Kendrick yet. Oh, just wait. So Wayne's setting it up right here, basically telling you this is what the women in your life, not all of them, but I'm just saying as a general fact, like this is what the women in your life are doing. Like, she knows where you hide your valuables because you let your guard down. She's so cute. She got that thing or whatever. So now it's just like you let your guard down so much and you'll do anything for a girl that don't care about you. So she's sitting up here, you think you hers. She got a whole group of people, which Wayne is being the leader of this group right now. She got this whole group of people that she's telling your whole business to, where you hide your valuables, your jewelry, your money, the kill, like you tell her the code to your safe just everything. Because you think she's gonna be with you for the rest of your life.
Like, dang, you're like, it's so crazy how they're using such a vulnerable part of a man for like their own personal gain. And that's where it goes back to, like, I hope there ain't too many feelings involved,
because
like
too many feelings.
This is really so vulnerable.
Wait,
bro,
a minute, like, you just revealing that to that's me.
As I was saying it, I was like, hold on, that goes back to the like, I hope there ain't too many feelings involved.
This is the type of song that
Kendrick
gotta,
said that. I didn't even pee, like that Kendrick wasn't even Wayne.
Oh yeah, and literally in the beginning as a warning, Terrence just revealed that to me, because I never even knew that. You're gonna take it personal because you're gonna start realizing after you listen to the song enough times, dang, I'm seeing these characteristics in my girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. We break in your home and take the specifics that she told him. And meanwhile, this girl is on vacation with him so she don't get blamed. That's kind of self-explanatory. I'm gonna tell you where the stuff is. You come in and take it, and I'm gonna pretend like I'm on vacation with him so he don't even suspect me. Because if I get left at home or he gone, it's gonna be like, oh, you took it, oh, you did it. So purposely scheming. I don't see how do you have the time of the day to scam a man like that?
This,
like,
is literally a full-time job. Well,
he probably spoiling her.
Yeah, the payout is gonna be crazy.
The payout from him, the victim, and from Wayne's crew. Bruh, don't play. Don't play.
We don't snatch chains. Let's talk about that real quick, because we don't snatch chains is like saying, oh, we don't do the little baby crimes. We don't, if we're gonna do something, if we're gonna take something from you, we're gonna do it big. Mm-hmm. We don't snatch chains. We finding out your address. We don't leave messages. Like, this is a whole operation, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be no regular breaking. Oh, dang, I got ducked for my chain.
Yeah.
I got robbed. Like, no, this is,
they are taking
scamming
everything.
Like, this is an intricate scam, and you can be, ooh, I was finna spoil. you can get got when they get too messy. I'm telling you. Look. Ooh. Okay, so we don't snatch change. We find out addresses, and we don't leave messages. You'll only know when it's gone when you check it. Then your first thought is to start yourself. Okay. That's just the basic. You as a man, okay, my stuff is starting to get missing. Oh, now I'm going to start suspecting the girl.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on right here? Who's scamming me? He go ahead. She say, what's wrong? He say, nothing. Keep resting. Because he don't want to look like he suspecting her for real.
Yeah.
So he say, nothing. Keep resting. She say, what's missing? How you know something missing?
Ooh,
that's a slip.
She
up.
Almost gave it
she
away.
She almost gave it away.
She almost played the whole system.
But this is going to show you, these next few lyrics are going to show you how naive men can be.
Yes.
How you know, he thinking, how you know something missing. He scratched his head. He's starting to get suspicious. She said, get back in bed. Then she gave him some,
boy, you can't trust him. Oh my god.
And then she say, I can't. So you sat up here and she almost got caught. What's missing? How you know something missing? You don't know. I'm just minding my business. I'm going about my day. What you looking for,
bro? And he just brushed it off like that. He said, he just scratched his head and said, get back in bed. Like, I'm sorry, if that was me, I'm like, oh nah, you know something.
Oh, you know
no,
something's
no
up.
No way I'm brushing that off. I'm sorry.
She willing to give you what you want. Oh, she wouldn't do this to me. She finna take care of me.
I'm finna spoil. I'm sorry, bro. Offer something. Was it worth it at the end of the day, man?
Was it worth? That's like, the whole premise of this song. Is that worth it? Even vice versa, if you want to relate this back to women, is going through whatever that man go give you like worth it?
Yeah.
All the things you're gonna go through at the end. It's not too many men scamming women. It's a good amount of men scamming women for money, but hey. Yeah. So
I just want to talk about, it's crazy how she used that to her advantage and threw him off his scent, literally, threw him off her scent just like that, off of just some, like, what? That's what they say, like, sex sells, bro. Sex is literally like a man's like worst enemy, bro. It's his biggest downfall, and we can see it here. A woman, he literally, I don't even know if he sees her as like a sex figure or his actual girl he want to be with. Mm-hmm. But either way, bro, it played to his demise. I'm sorry, but that's just so scary.
Ooh, I feel like that's a double entendre. We'll get into it when Kendrick's part comes. Does he see her as a person that it's just sex?
Oh yeah.
Or does he see her as someone he can be with? And I think right now Wayne's just using both, because we're gonna see when we get to Kendrick's part, there's some people that are just, it's sex, that they don't care, it goes over their head, they getting sex. The other one is, dang, I'm deeply in love with this girl I just met 3 seconds ago, and I'm finna crash out.
Ooh,
just wait for the crash out.
We gotta get there.
Okay,
hold on. Before we get into the next part. Where was you when you first heard this song? Like, how did that whole thing go? Do you remember where you was?
Yes, I was at my kitchen table doing pre-calculus homework.
Word.
Dead doing pre-calculus homework. Mind you, I didn't listen to it when it came out in 2018.
Neither did I.
I think I was a junior because I was taking pre-calc, and I was sitting at my table doing homework. And this is exactly, one of the future episodes is going to be Stand by Eminem, but this is how it happens. And I usually, when I was doing hardcore homework or whatever, nothing I really had to think about,
I guess you see me.
Yeah, I was always listening to music, so I've always loved Lil Wayne. Damn, this song just came on, and I think I was listening to that album because I hadn't listened to him in a while. So that came on, I was sitting at the table, and it was one of those things. Yeah, I'm still paying attention, but I'm doing this homework. But he's saying certain lyrics, and I'm just like, ooh. First of all, the beat go crazy, and yeah. I'm just like, this goes. God, I love it so much, and I love music to the point where it's like I'm gonna keep listening. I love the beat. Now I'm seeing the beat plus lyrics mixed into it, and then I'm like, wait. Did he just say that? Hold on.
It's connecting. Like.
Yeah. So I backtrack it, get done with that worksheet, whatever. I'm on the next one. Backtracking. Dang. And then I remember I stopped it. I stopped doing homework and I just listened to it. Mm-hmm. Like I looked at it and I tried to find dissection videos, reaction videos of it. Yeah. And that's kind of just where the whole thing started. And even to this day, the whole thing that we talked about with Kendrick's intro and him like kind of doing a warning, like don't let your feelings get involved because I know you're going to start second guessing your girl after this. I didn't even realize that to this day. I've been listening into that since what was that 2020
Damn, when we yeah, was that juniors was 2020 for me, yeah.
So it's been 4 years, bro,
basically.
And like that's where I was. Where were you at,
man? Like you said, it was like late 2020.
Yeah,
this was when I first started getting into like hip-hop and rap, like for real. So of course Lil Wayne was like a big name, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna just shuffle some Lil Wayne songs, see what come on. And then that song, it was a couple Carter Five songs that came out first, but this one I was like, hold on. Like you said, I like the beat. And as I progressed and listened to it, I gave it a few more listens. I was like, hold on, there's an actual story to this. And then I saw some TikToks of people explaining the story. I was like, oh, this is actually crazy. Once the story actually clicked for me, that's when it really resonated with me. For somebody to tell a story like this in one song and it be like this amazing and have two of the best rappers ever on it. And it's so flawlessly told. Like,
but who else could have told this story?
I don't think anybody else in rap could have told this story.
What I can do is even go, and I'm not gonna read straight from the paper, but even in my Substack where I kept my notes from, I even detailed who else. I do like J. Cole, but I like
all of them
because you know,
like,
Wet Dreams was a great story, yeah. Neighbors was
for
a great
your
story,
eyes only.
For Your Eyes Only. But
actually,
this
not Cole might have could have hopped on this.
Okay, he could have.
I don't even like Cole like that, but he got some lyrics.
But I wouldn't have taken anyone off, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, it couldn't have been just like Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar or Lil Wayne, or take off Kendrick. Now it's just Cole, and they would just have to make the song longer.
Like, this is genuinely a
remix. It's never too late.
Never too late. Oh my god.
So we can get into the second part of the plot. I'm gonna read a little bit of an intro for like what I said. We're at the part now that shows the collaboration between Liz. Y'all don't know who Liz is, but that's a Mona Lisa in the story. So the collaboration between Liz and Wayne, we can infer that the woman that is spoken about throughout Wayne's first verse is Liz, but that can be challenged because I feel like the man would have been suspicious after the way Lil Wayne spoke about what was happening. If you with a girl and you keep getting robbed every time you tell her something or she's around you, you wouldn't start getting suspicious. I'm thinking Wayne was using she as a way of grouping scenarios.
Real.
I'm trying to relate it. You'll see in the rest of the story that there's, you know, in the beginning he was giving like a general situation, like this is what I'm talking about, but
yeah.
In this next main part, and I think even going back into Kendrick's part, we talking about someone named Liz, and he even name dropped Lil Wayne name drops her basically
like the first line of the second verse. But I like what you said, like that this whole first part is kind of just a general, not putting like names or nothing on nobody, it's kind of just a general thing.
Think she is, cause you tell him that it is. So he tell her all his secrets, he tell her all his fears, and then she tell me, and I be y'all ears. Then I go and tell my people, and they already know him. And then I call Liz, and she say he coming over. I said, good girl, just remember what I told you. She gave me the salute. I said, girl, you're a soldier. We waiting outside, watch him pull up, walk up to the door, and right before he knocked, she opened the door naked, she left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see moi.
Know a girl named Liz. This dude think she his cause she tell him that it is. So he tell her all his secrets, he tell her all his fears, and then she tell me and I be all ears. So I guess that goes back to, was he really in it for like the sex, or was it like an actual girl he messing with? Mm-hmm. And it probably is a girl he messing with. He telling all his secrets and fears and like actually getting to know her and stuff. Like, that's even worse cause you playing with a dude's emotions, bro. Dude's just
Terrence starting to get war flashbacks, y'all.
Bro, low key, cause like Bro, you know men be emotional, but you can't show it as much. So to sit here and play in this man's face, and like, yeah. I keep circling back to it. This man's emotions was really the end of his demise, bro.
It was. So of course, it just go back into the whole, now he getting serious. Obviously, they started with Know a Girl Named Liz. So now we getting specific into a story, and Lil Wayne's basically the head honcho that's scamming you. And I'm going to start talking to you, the listener. So yeah. When I say you, I'm talking to you. So Liz and Lil Wayne are basically teaming up right now. I don't want to say pimp. He a pimp, but not he exactly. It's not that way.
It's like a pimp, but
because a pimp just sell for like sex to get money.
It's like he like worse than a pimp.
But
almost.
This is a little bit worse because there's a lot more intention. We stealing from you. A pimp will just go out here and do this like you're my client type thing. No, I don't want you to succeed. Damn. I want you to die. Like, literally, we gonna see that. So this man thinks she his because she tell him that it is. So she lying to you. Said yes, you the only one. We just messing with each other. Da da da. He tell her all his fears, and then she tell me, and I be all ears. So.
Ooh.
So right now you telling everybody, that's why you need to close your mouth.
You really building a case on
you
him.
You building a case right now because you sitting up here just telling everybody, and this goes for like a general life lesson, like close your mouth. You don't know who's listening. So Lil Wayne is literally somewhere listening. She could be bugged. She could be, I mean, like when I say bug, like with the little mic or whatever. But in this instance, you know, you communicating to her, she telling Wayne basically everything.
Yeah.
And then I go and tell my people, and they already know it. That's crazy. So that part kind of, they already know it. So like what my whole thing was like, what do you mean by they already know it? How do they already know what you got going on? And that's the whole thing. When I figure that out, I might give y'all an update on what I mean by that. And they already know it. And then I call Liz and she say, he coming over. I say, good girl, just remember what I told you. Ooh, she gave me the salute. I said, girl, you a soldier.
Yeah,
he's about to come over. Liz just called Wayne and say, hey, my man finna come over. We waiting outside, watch him pull up, walk up to the door. He walk up to the door, and right before he knocked, she opened the door naked. She left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see
moi. No, we gotta talk about, because this is my favorite bar, bro. This is like my
go
favorite
ahead, go
bar,
ahead.
Bro. She opened the door naked. She left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see moi. This is a triple entendre, not even double, bro.
Let me hear.
All right, moi, French, me. Bruh, they started French kissing, so he didn't see me, bruh. Of course, moi is me in French.
Yeah.
Moi also being the sound you make when you make a kissing noise. Moi, you know.
You
ain't even beat that yet.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I never knew that.
Right, yeah. So he didn't see moi.
That go crazy. But basically where we are in the story right now, they outside. He pull up, you know, probably, I'm trying to see the way it's set up. They probably in some blacked out car. You can't even see what's inside. So he end up walking up to the door, and right before he knocked, she opened the door naked. So she been waiting on, because you usually knock. Ain't no girl sitting up here with the window open just waiting for you to pull up so they can open the door.
That would have been a red flag for me, especially if my stuff already missing. Oh,
I'm saying, like, and you just opened the door naked.
Yeah.
You left the door unlocked.
Oh, no, I'm locking that door. So I don't ever.
No, but mind you, they didn't enter the house yet. Wait, hold on.
No, like, they're saying as they're going in, like, she left the
door unlocked. Oh, so she just left the door unlocked so we can... Okay.
Yeah.
So they ended up closing the door. They getting inside. She didn't lock the door back.
Yeah.
They started French kissing, so he didn't see mom. This is my thing, because we not talking. The music wasn't... We should have went a little bit more. So I'ma go ahead and play a little bit more. I got way too many bitches that do anything for me. But thank for me. Send her to you like she ain't for me. I hope you alone like bankruptcy. She pour you a drink. That drink on me. Cause she slipped something in and I thank for me. Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture. Mona Lisa out the frame on it. They got you out of character. But you probably up your ladder, my take everything that you have to, you don't even have an opinion. We have your attention, and now you looking at them bad with her. Now she looking for her pantyhose. Looking for the casserole, but she gonna show us where you stash it, though. Basically, this was my little, you saw how after we got into it, it said music up loud with his head in the clouds. So I was trying to figure out, did he, the music was up so loud he didn't hear or notice the door being open?
Probably.
Obviously, she opened the door naked. She left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see Ma. So we can infer that he just went ahead and opened the door by himself or him with his crew. I don't think it was just, it might have just
been.
It was
probably just him, yeah.
It probably, and the people was probably outside.
Yeah.
And then she let him in. They stopped on the couch, though. Okay. Yeah. Music up loud with his head in the cloud. But you see, then she let him in, like how that's after she said he didn't see me. So I feel like he was already in the house with other people outside. So if he needed backup or if he needed to get away, he don't have to worry about doing it. Or maybe that was Wayne don't mess up.
Yeah.
So, but the kind of weirdness I talked about, because it don't make sense, because if we go back to it, she left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see moi. So you thinking they French kissing. Wayne is somewhere to be seen, but they're kissing now, so he's not paying attention.
Yeah.
But then, and then she let him in.
Okay,
so I'm just
yeah.
like, I feel like, what I feel like is that he was just right behind him when she opened the door naked.
Yeah.
And the man's right here, Wayne's behind.
Yeah, that's what I low-key pictured it. You might be right, yeah.
Low-key. They stopped on the couch, music up loud with his head in a cloud. Turn that stuff down, or turn the music down, and I scared the out him. The dude off, put the gun to his
front. Bro, could you imagine how sick you would be in that situation?
Oh my gosh.
A dude just turned down the music while
turned
I'm making
out with
my girl.
You like, what's going on? You just got a pistol and a gun. It's a setup.
It's a setup. What do you what do you do in that situation? What is going through your head?
What is going through your head right now? So like, turn the music down and I scared the out of him. It's a dude off, put the gun to his frown. Do you see the lyricism in that?
Yes,
I made you not put the gun to your frown. Turn around. I ain't here to F around. Caught you with your pants down. You know what it is. Put your hands up. Liz, that's enough. You could put your hands down.
And just like that. And just like that, she done with her role, bro.
Gosh.
She is getting paid.
Oh my god.
He knew he got played, bro. As soon as Liz puts her hands down, she walked over to Wayne, bro. Ooh, I would have been so blowed, bro.
You know what it is. Put your hands up. Everybody, hands go up. Liz, that's enough. You could put your hands down. Then he looked dead at her and he shook his head at her. She a good actress and you a dead actor. You'll be dead after we get what we after. If Liz
call you
daddy,
she about to be a bastard.
If Liz call you daddy, she bound to be a bastard.
Bro, take this one away, bro. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know. You know, people call people bastards all the time. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
So I had to. At that time, I was like, if Liz call you daddy, she bound to be a bastard. Oh, okay. So I look it up. A bastard child is a child that doesn't have their father.
Yeah.
So what's about, if Liz call you daddy, she is about to become a bastard child. So
she
what does that mean for you, brother?
Daddy.
She finna lose her debt. Brother, you gone. It's over. It's over.
It's really over.
They didn't finesse you multiple times. You didn't got robbed, played your stuff, taken everything. They don't even take chains. Everything valuable, and you still going over to this girl's house, realizing you need to figure out what's going on with you. Like, why every time I'm around you and I tell you something, it come up missing.
I'm saying.
I got way too many bitches that do anything for me, but thank for me. Send her to you like she ain't for me. I hope you alone like bankruptcy. She pour you a drink, that drink on me. She slips something in and I bang for me. Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture. Mona Lisa out the frame on these. They got you out of character, but you pop for these up your ladder, my. Take everything that you have to. You don't even have an opinion. We have your attention, and now you looking at them bad with her. Now she looking for her pantyhose. We just looking for the casserole, but she gonna show us where you stash it, though.
That do anything for me, but think for me.
When you say that, that's what that goes back to the, like, he's really just playing pawn, like Wayne is playing chess and the girls are the pawns, bro.
It is
like,
but the crazy thing is you realize, and there's always like an upper hand mastermind, because there is some girl in the world, and you're gonna see in Kendrick's part, that love these dudes that's still playing it. So they sitting up here playing you, but they're in love with a separate person that's playing you, but the separate person don't even love you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was, I got way too many girls that'll do anything but think for me. Like, it's like, of course they can't think for me. They not operating me.
They not operating.
But I'm about to do everything. I'm about to make them do everything, and they gonna still think I love them. But
yeah,
I don't.
Send her to you like she ain't for me. I hope you alone like bankruptcy, bro. Oh,
I hope you alone like bankruptcy. I didn't get it. I was, mind you, I got this a few weeks ago. And I texted you about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm driving on the way to school listening to Mona Lisa. I hope you alone like bankruptcy. Like, what?
Because I tried to figure that one out. I had to sit with that one for a minute because I was like, what does that even mean? But then I put it together like, alone, like you take a loan because you need,
if you bankrupt, they give you a loan that you'll eventually have to pay back. But I hope you're alone, like by yourself.
Yeah, that's a bar. Oh my gosh,
that is a bar right there.
This man rhymed casserole with stash it, though. Like, that's crazy. I love how rappers just be rhyming random stuff. Like,
but it's Wayne, though. We can't even, I don't even question it. She pour you a drink, that drink on me, dude. So she slipped something in it. Now, faint for me, you like. Oh, Wayne, please, like, spare me, bro. Oh my gosh, I don't want to keep repeating it, but obviously you as the viewer hear it. She's doing all this stuff, but it's on me. There's always like a bigger person. Even this even go with conspiracy theories in real life, y'all. Y'all think, I'm gonna use Diddy as an example. You think Diddy the top, bro? Nah. There is somebody controlling Diddy that Diddy's scared of.
Yeah.
And so he doing everything to hide up what higher up's doing. She slipped something in it. You're not fainting for her. She didn't make you faint. I made you faint. I'm the one who told her to slip this in your drink. And you don't even know me. Oh my gosh.
Oh God, bro.
Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture. Mona Lisa out the frame on these dudes. Kitty. Cat. Got you out of character. You fall for these off your ladder. Take everything that you have till you don't even have an opinion. Oh, y'all hear it. Ooh, till you don't even have an opinion. We have your attention. And now you looking down a barrel, though. Now she looking for her pantyhose.
We just looking for the casserole. But she gonna show us where you stash it, though.
That was his basic, you know. We know you as the person that we're dating, Liz. You're dead now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. He shot you. You're gone. And the crazy thing is, they could have sat up here. They leave no messes for you to figure them out, because they could have sat up here and robbed you for everything, and Liz could have just left you and you could have just been without a woman and they could have went on to the next person. But they sat up here purposely. Now, mind you, they had been robbing this man for so long. Why was now the time for them to kill him? Why did they make this operation? They could have probably...
I feel like this is probably the big ending. Like
the big end. But it's just like, dang, like they leave no type of messes. Even if we kept robbing you till you had nothing and Liz left and we left you alone, now you're going to start thinking, dang, she left me at my lowest. But hey, when this happened, she started acting weird. My stuff started going missing. They leave no traces.
Yeah.
Like, they leave no trace. Now you're just not alive. Because you...
And his only alibi really only could be Liz, bro. So like, even your death probably won't get any justice too. I don't know if they really not even messes like they say they do, and Liz is still going on vacations and acting like she love you, bro. As long as Wayne and Liz don't get caught up, your grits, you just was wiped off the map, bro. I also want to talk about the Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture line, because that also has a few meanings. Like, of course, with the name of the song and stuff, and then of course with the smile and stuff, and then painting the picture. I feel like he's equating that to like setting up the whole operation. Mm-hmm. Like, I done finally finished the picture and now we out the frame on it. Like, mm-hmm. it's getting crazy, bro. I really just love that part of the song.
So we kind of at the final stretch of the song right now.
The way, bro, the way Kendrick's whole verse is annotated on Genius, bro.
It's bad. Literally go to Genius right now and look up Mona Lisa.
Every lyric is so intentional.
Every lyric is so, like, and to the point it took me so long to finish the Substack when I got to his part. Because it's just like,
it's so much to break down.
This is the little note that I put on my Substack when I was gonna get ready to go into Kendrick first. So I said, the story may get a tad bit confusing when you are trying to figure out which character Kendrick is portraying.
Yeah.
The man Kendrick portrays, I called him Kenny, I just gave him that nickname for talking purposes. So the person that Kendrick portrays, I'm gonna call him Kenny. It's Kendrick's inner persona. Maybe Mr. Morale or Kung Fu Kenny. Like, or just Kendrick Lamar's inner thoughts. Yeah, I'm gonna call him Kenny. Deal with it.
That works. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and a promise he could take her to the movie in the mall. Chilling with the liquor on the floor, fourth quarter for a minute on the clock, black mama with the bow. Paparazzi looking at them both, popping up and take a picture, probably on the internet blog. In a minute, he gonna be admitting that he love her on his mother, man, he wanna meet her mother by tomorrow.
Ooh. Hold on.
What a crazy opening, Kendrick, bro. What a crazy opening.
Can I get a hi? Hello. What happened to... Hi, how are you? Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and I promise he gonna take it to the movie in the mall.
I love that flow. Oh my God.
He ate that up. Chilling with the Lakers on the floor, fourth quarter, 4 minute on the clock, black mama with the ball. So that's why I was kind of confused, because I'm just like, okay, who's Kendrick talking about? So now we...
Oh, because he does switch the person. Oh, we gonna get into that. Hold up.
Well, we can do a little foreshadowing.
Okay.
So I'm just like, okay, this is weird, because when you guys hear the rest of the story, and we can reference back, I just want to, dang, do I want to tell y'all now? All right, so we doing a little foreshadowing, because this is weird, because we talking like we Kendrick right now. What regular person do you know, paparazzi taking picture, like, who are you if we don't know you? You just two regular people.
Yeah.
So it's going to do a shift, and you're going to see a shift in Kendrick's what perspective is he talking from, right? Is he talking from a celebrity perspective, or is he just talking
like
from
the narrator perspective?
The narrator
as well. I want to talk about that opening verse too, or opening couple lyrics. Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and I promise he gonna take it to the movie. Y'all, like, he's really blowing money and splurging on her, bro. That goes back to how he's feeding into this, and he truly believes that that like he cares about her. You really, and that goes back to the taxi cab thing too. Like, I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Wait a minute. You say it goes back. We didn't even get there. We didn't even get there yet. And I had to, when we get up there, I had to literally look into that because I was like, I never understood this lyric. But after seeing Genius, thank you. After seeing Genius explain it, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll get into that.
And then Chilling with the Laker on the Floor, fourth quarter. For the longest time, I'm just now realizing it was a double entendre because Laker also sounds like liquor, like Chilling with the Liquor on the Floor. And he poured up the drink. Drink was on him. And now the drink is, yeah. Chilling with the Liquor on the Floor, fourth quarter. And it's on the floor because he fainted. Oh, my God.
Y'all.
I didn't even peep that till just now.
So this is what I put in my notes. I put Kenny must be famous. Kenny, I'm thinking of, which or could be Kendrick. If he compares himself to Kobe and is taking this girl out the games while having paparazzi chase them, that was my whole thing. And then I put in the note at the end of the lyric, in a minute he gonna be admitting that he love her on his mother man, he wanna meet her mother by tomorrow. Obviously it's gonna take us a little bit more than one singular minute, 60 seconds to explain this, but keep that in mind. Keep it in mind.
Oh my God, keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind in a minute. So something's gonna happen in 60 seconds of the song. Y'all will see. Good enough, he got him sinning in the walls, and he digging in it like he living in it, making a religion with him in it. About to go against God. Portrayed in a bad tree, sweet tone like a hummingbird. When she asked him, did he want to make love in a yellow taxi? Never gave to jumped in the backseat, woke up in the morning to the great Gatsby. Then he dogged it again like the last seat. I'm a dog in the wind, I'm a bit laughing. I'ma call up again like I did last week. Make good with a friend, and I'm all jazzy. Brittany with a twin, and the girl Ashley found out that he was unhappy.
Right, even Kendrick know that. That cat so good, bro.
I literally said
it got you sinning in the walls, going against God, bro. Like
literally, it's so mesmerizing to Kenny that he's ready to make a new religion. It you like you going against God, like you're worshiping now, and he's in real life showing like how you do everything for these people. That's like you're worshiping them, you're giving them. Let's say even for God, if you go into church, tithes and offerings is what you're giving to God. You're praising, you're spending time talking, like that's worshiping. Like yeah. You're blowing all your money. Like okay, there's a percentage you take out. And you're supposed to give it like for tithes and offerings and stuff, but it's like you literally making a whole, you blowing all your money. That's the only thing you talk about. That's the thing you wake up in the morning and think about. Like where you need to get God in your life, like that, like actual God, bro. Cool. So I put we can assume the two have been together, like quote unquote, for a while. I'd say almost a year. He's in there so much, it's like he's living in it, praises everything like that.
So this kind of scheme right here, or just like this part of the verse, mm-hmm. I think this is where like the switch happens, where he goes from narrator to the first person. He's talking like he's in the story.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find where the connect is. It kind of starts with that beat, where the beat switch starts, and then he changes his voice. I think that's
the poetry in a pear tree, that part. Yeah. Or are you talking about the
where the beat switch starts? That's where the switch kind of, I don't know, like it happens a little after that, but the switch is somewhere in them 4 or 8 bars or whatever. But
this is what I wrote. I said, okay, she had a sweet tone like a hummingbird when she asked him if you want to get freaky in the back of a taxi. And the yellow taxi reference can be related to the Joni Mitchell classic Big Yellow Taxi, where the lady is taken away by a taxi as a man just watches.
Oh.
So we thinking she about to get taken away. So foreshadowing.
Wait, hold
on. Okay.
I did not know that. I'm not gonna lie. That is crazy.
So in Joni Mitchell's movie, it's Big Yellow Taxi. I guess there's a scene where we can say who Mona Lisa is the girl, and of course Kenny is the guy. So I guess she get into the taxi and she gets taken away, and you never see him anymore. So this is basically foreshadowing that Mona Lisa will be taken away by something bigger than Kenny. So is that like bigger fame? Bigger genitals? Or we may never know. Actually, we do know. Keep reading. Ha ha. I'm so cool. Bruh. That's what I... Okay, so and he woke up.
Yeah, this is exactly where the switch happens too. Like, right as he says he's getting in the taxi, that's where he switches to first person. Yeah.
Matter of fact, forget us explaining this. Where Kendrick at?
Oh, God.
Why don't he come here and tell us?
Kendrick, bring it, bro. Like. Please.
He woke up the next morning to a scene from The Great Gatsby. And I said, I'm not going to lie, I have not seen the movie. Nor have read the book or even a synopsis on the storyline, so I don't get that connection, but I will leave the connections here for you. So I basically linked it for people to read. And I'm all jazzy. Brittany with the twin and the girl Ashley found out that he was unhappy. I put Ashley and Brittany are common names, and this line is in reference to Wayne's song Alphabet, when he said, well, the A is for Ashley. She always asks for me to take it out her
B is for Britney. She right in the class. She be hating on Ashley because she tight in the...
Never let the bullshit get past me. Better yet, I want to break up. Don't you ask me. But a motherfucking double standard at the fucking on another nigga. That's a negative alone. But you suck this. That's just nasty. Matter of fact, give me your phone.
No.
You fucking with Wayne.
No.
Give me your phone.
No. Let me take this call real quick.
Heal your fucking ringtone. Is that the that you do? Seen yourself looking at Kendrick videos up on the internet, watching his interviews. I don't know what the lately got into you. Tell me who love you. I bet I love harder. Forgot all the that I did for your daughter. The pampers, the PDA light, and my mama daycare at the school, and she never did charge you.
Kendrick, Kenny, what's going on? It's almost like you're crashing out. It's almost like you're crashing out. I put in my note, I said, please pay attention to how Kenny is acting at this point. He is screaming as he raps this with so much emotion. Some may say he's overreacting, just like some men say women do when they catch them cheating.
Yeah.
So my whole thing was, he even said he be messing around.
Oh yeah.
But she did this to you, and now y'all feeling, now you're starting to like, I need y'all to listen to his voice. He's like, and he can be equated, he sounds like a woman when they get there crying and they get like hysterical.
And it gets progressive as the verse go on to all the way up to the
Wait. You can't tell him yet. Hold on. Kenny has sex with other women, but when he realizes Mona Lisa is having sex with other men, rappers specifically. When I say rappers specifically, there are some men out here that your girl bad. Like, there's other people trying to, and you just a regular, you work at the UPS warehouse, man. Like, it ain't got no, but I'm being like, for real, like, this is what you do, and you doing everything in your power to provide for her, but she gonna always leave you for something
better.
You know, it's like, what Cole said, there's always gonna be a that's better out there on the tours.
Yes.
Rappers specifically like Kendrick Lamar and Lil Wayne, he gets like, Kendrick has pushed himself into Kenny's shoes now. So he switched from being the narrator to now he's first person Kenny, which forces him to be the narrator of this, which is why going forward, it's hard to find out. It was hard to find out at the time if Kenny was talking about himself or whatever, but later on I did find out. It's not like he just switched it. He's taking it, and this goes back to the beginning. Why is he taking it personal?
Literally.
He said, hope there's no feelings involved. He hoped. That was a precursor. He literally got into it. Ooh.
Yeah. I guess he was warning his future self.
Found out that he was unhappy. No, this was the main switch up. Yeah, I never let the bull get past me.
That was the switch up. Yeah.
Better yet, I want a breakup. Don't you ask me about no MF and double standard acting. Messing on another man, that's a negative alone, but you, that's just nasty. So my whole thing is just like, he's feeling, you know, a lot of people just do, like, they'll have sex and it means I'm just going over there. So there's nothing like too personal about that. But you personally taking your time to, you feel it. I feel like you feel a certain way when that, it's like you must have feelings for him, because why are you taking this time? If my stuff wasn't like that big, or my like sex wasn't that great, what's the point? That's just nasty.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to say I'm getting confused, but I don't know if I'm getting too deep into it, but like, I want to talk about, but you, that's just nasty. Does that by any chance tie into the bar back in the earlier verse when he said you get give him some, but you know what I'm talking about.
You gave him some. No, that was my thing. So she gave you head in the clap, but it's just like.
So the dude in the first verse was just like another rapper dang near. Cause like, that probably was another story in itself.
I don't think he was another rapper. You see how Kendrick just switched from being narrator to now a regular person. Like, I think Kenny is just a regular dude and his girl is sitting up here messing with rappers and da 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 da. But you, that's just nasty. So I feel like a lot of people, it's so funny because a lot of people, when they don't use like a condom, but you usually think rappers sleeping around with everybody else. So now he's sitting up here like, that's just nasty, because now you kissing me with the mouth. You just someone else.
The head is just worse. Like, you low-key got to choose to do all that. I'm not going to lie.
And it's like, I think he was saying that's nasty. Now I'm kissing you and you're cheating on me. But it's like a double thing because you're doing this with other girls too.
Yeah. So really everybody is just wrong.
Everybody, but you, your feelings are hurt right now. Matter of fact, give me your phone. You messing with Wayne, give me a phone.
And then with the lollipop, that's the cherry on top.
And then in the, y'all could probably hear it, but they put Lollipop by Lil Wayne plays.
And then she licked me like a lollipop. Yeah, I just beat
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So I put the original beat stops and we hear Lollipop by Lil Wayne playing from Mona Lisa's phone. He's calling her. Wayne is calling her at this very moment. LOL. let me take this real quick. I keep referencing it and I think I do in the end. He sounds so much like women. Like if it was reversed and I'm like begging and pleading, like who's calling you right now? And a girl is literally calling a man, he'll literally stop and take the phone call.
Yeah.
And hold on, let me take this real quick. That's what she just said. And it's just like, dang, so who's the in this situation? Oh.
We're gonna find out.
So he on your f-ing ringtone, is that the stuff that you do? Touching yourself looking at Kendrick's videos. So that's where I got confused.
This is where Kendrick's I got confused.
Videos. Really. But now we know that he's transitioned from being Kendrick to now he's just like losing his mind, right? He's pretending to be someone else. Rappers like Kendrick and Wayne, we're using those as an analogy for like big time rappers.
Yeah.
Touching yourself looking at Kendrick's videos, jump on the internet, watching his interviews. I don't know what the f lately got into you. Tell me who love you. I bet I love harder. It's been 60 seconds, bro. Remember?
Ooh, it has.
Remember back. Let me scroll up a little bit. In a minute, he gonna be admitting that he love her. Oh, okay. So what did he just say? Tell me who love you. I bet I love harder.
Exactly. Dang. 60 seconds later.
So if y'all listen to the actual song, time it 60 seconds. Because literally from where we talked about in a minute, he gonna be admitting that he love her to this part is exactly 60 seconds. Dang. I bet you she ain't said she love you yet. But you just said you love. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Scared of you. Scared of you. Forgot all the stuff that I did for your daughter. The Pampers, the Pedialyte, and my mama daycare after school, and she never did charge.
Dang, that's green.
It just shows the over, and mind you, that this can happen to women too, but we talking about it from his perspective. Men will sit up here and they'll take care of your kids. They'll give you all this money, and y'all are not even together.
Literally.
Hey, man.
Talking about he love her, bro.
What do you mean? Did she say she love you too?
They couldn't have known each other like that long.
Yeah, and I've just put here, going back to what I said. I said, many people think just giving someone oral sex with nothing in return shows the obsession of the giving participant of the receiving participant. So now Kenny feels like Mona Lisa is starting to have real deal feelings for him. Not Kenny, but like a rapper. And he's mad. He keeps asking her for her phone, you know, everything like that. So yeah, now he's going over everything he's done for her. And he realizes his mama has been brought into the mix, so he feels used, and now he's realizing, dang, like, you're not only playing me, but you playing my mama. And you know how men get about their mamas, they don't play about that. Whew, it's about to be the end of the song, y'all. I am scared. I'm excited, but TT scared.
You scared as a f***ing, I hope you blow up. You know what, I get bucked. Let me go get my gun. I got one in the chamber, I'm planning no aiming. God damn it, you know that the damage is done. I'm emotional cause I'm in stress. I'm not supposed to go through this, I guess. So in conclusion, since you like rappers, that's killing that. See, I'm killing she myself.
This man is really finna like kill himself.
So you scandalous. So he's going crazy right now. Very hysterical. Almost like, I'ma wait to say what I'm about to say to the end. Actually,
reasonable crash out though.
It's a reasonable crash out, but it's just like men get on women every day about, why are you acting like this? You acting like it's the end of the world. Yeah. And you finna see that it's about to be the end of the world. Oops.
Basically.
And I hope you blow up. You know what? I give up. Let me go get my gun. I got one in the chamber. I'm planning on aiming. You know that the damage is done. I'm emotional because I'm in stress.
Emotional.
Okay, so Pete. So let's stop at, you know the damage is done. So he said, let me go get my gun. I got one in the chamber. I'm planning on aiming. If I can't have you, nobody can. So I'm thinking, okay, he finna kill her. I'm emotional because I'm in stress. I'm not supposed to go through this, I guess. Like the whole stigma, like men aren't supposed to be strong. They don't go through X, Y, and Z. I guess. So in conclusion, since you like rappers, that's killing that keyword, but cat, I'm killing myself. Hold on. We see gunshot. We don't see gunshot. We hear gunshot. Oh my gosh. So Kenny has now killed himself because of this whole situation with a woman that never even loved him. So he got so into his feelings, he crashed out and he ended up killing himself. So in conclusion, since you like rappers, that's killing that cat, I'm killing myself. But wait, he just said rappers. So he came out of that Kenny persona and he's back to Kendrick now. So I'm like, Kendrick himself, you like rappers and you like hanging out with these people that's killing your cat, giving you what you want. I'm killing myself because I'm a P word and I'm not going to do anything about it.
And he also was killing Liz's cat too as well.
Yeah. Rappers that, and so that's the thing that kind of confused me, because I'm just like, he bouncing from Kenny to Kendrick over and over again.
I think this was Kenny though, because
since you like rappers, that's killing. So but Kenny is not supposed to be a rapper in this instance. So what I'm thinking, like,
unless he was talking about Wayne then, because, or is Wayne playing himself in this story, or is he playing
Wayne just, is playing himself.
So he's killing Kenny then, because at the end of the last verse he said, you know, the barrel shotgun or whatever. I'm so confused. I'm not gonna lie.
so like the man that Wayne was talking about was not Kenny.
Okay.
That's a whole separate story. So
so these are two different stories.
These are two different stories about kind of same. That's why I'm not saying that's thing. Not Liz.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm just calling her Mona Lisa because she. I don't know if Kendrick was ever done dirty in his past by a girl like this. Maybe, but my whole thing is, so he starts out as Kendrick, you know, rapping and telling a story, but then that story becomes from like what's it, third person? When you're telling someone else's story, what person? Whatever person.
I think that's third.
Third person. So he's the third person, and it morphs into first person. I don't think it's Kendrick no more, but he just gone in a mind. That's like a reasonable crash out.
Oh yeah, because I guess he never really drops like Liz's name.
He never says a name or anything. Yeah. So I'm just like, this isn't Liz. It could be low key, but remember Wayne said he got so many girls that'll do anything for him. So it could be any one of his girls. If you want to consider it Liz, I mean, he just got a call and now it's Lollipop by Lil Wayne. But it could have been a regular ringtone. You think it, like, how much of a crash out do you have to be to love Wayne to the point where you make his own song his ringtone? Mm-hmm. So obviously, I mean, she loved him. I said, so Kenny's officially done. There's no saving this. Even his life is done. And then I put in, you know, parentheses, you see how extra he is being. He's overreacting. He gives up. He goes and gets his gun. Only one bullet in the chamber. There's only one. So he knew he was never going to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you have one bullet, you know, you, if I pointed at you, you could run and I could miss that bullet, but I'm going to need another one to kill you. Mm-hmm. But he had one. So he knew he was going to kill himself no matter what. Ooh, yeah. So, but he's acting tough. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm finna get it. You're done. Da 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 da. Waiting for her to say, oh, no, I don't mean it. Da da da. But she don't care no more. So Kenny wasn't gonna do something about his girl being taken away, especially by Wayne. He's too much of a coward.
So he was talking about Wayne then in that rapper.
He had to be, because it ended up being rappers. Because
like, and he was on the ringtone too. So
since you like rappers, that's killing it. I'm killing myself. So I'm thinking like that must be like a dive into how Kendrick is in real life. If his girl ever did that to him, would he be some type of person to get back at him, or would he try to take his own life?
I don't think he's Kendrick from this perspective. I think he's still like Kenny,
but I think that's an inner Kendrick. Like I was saying, remember in the beginning I was like, there's so many different personas. So say there's like Mr. Morale, there's Kung Fu Kenny, and I'm like, which one is his actual self in real life? Put all the rap stuff aside, what is he doing?
Scam culture, not even scam, like literally getting set up for your life and everything you own, bro, all over a girl.
I keep bringing it back to like conspiracy theories, anything like that type of genre is one of my favorite things. And it's like, people call me paranoid a lot, and I am paranoid about like whether it be like actual instances or like I get scared of the dark. Okay. But it's like stuff like that, because I'm a really paranoid person, because I'm always thinking like, I gotta make sure I don't get got. Y'all need to up y'all game.
Like, it's, you always think it's never gonna happen to you until it happens to you. That's exactly what he was talking about. He said, this not supposed to happen to me, bro.
Exactly. This wasn't supposed to happen to me, because I'm literally the one warning everybody about this. I'm watching all this stuff, you know, and I'm never taking the signs for myself because she's pretty and she likes me.
Yeah.
Dog.
But I get it. Like, for example, if like one of the girls I like took serious, like if one of them set me up, I don't know how I feel. I don't think I could ever trust nobody again, because like it all seems so real in the moment, but everything can switch up literally in a matter of seconds, bro. Literally, it's so scary to think about.
It really is.
You just gotta watch how you move out here at the end of the day. Like, I'm not saying don't fall in love out here, but like, just keep your head on a swivel.
Exactly. And that's why even like women are saying online, like, yes, you can let men in and just, you know, but make sure you have your own while dating. Like, you know how a lot of people are like, oh, I'm about to move in with my boyfriend. Mm. You can stay over, but why don't you have your own house? Because if he kick you out, you're homeless on the street.
Literally.
And a lot of people are just like, okay, have your own backup even when you're married. I think they've been together for like a year or two, and I don't think they've been dating the whole time. You ain't dead yet until you are. And then you gotta watch your homeboys too. Yeah. Like, you close your mouth, like stop talking to people. Keep your guard up. You don't need to, not everybody needs to be in your house. Yeah, that's your brother, but Cain killed Abel, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, and I wouldn't be mad if you just have those reservations in the back of your head, as long as you don't 100% project. Like, if you don't feel comfortable doing something, hey, I don't you know, I don't have that much trust, I'm gonna just do this. You can't be mad because she don't want to be with you, or vice versa. Like, if you don't trust it, just take yourself somewhere else, because there's someone in the world that's not gonna do this to you, but there's so many people in the world that are gonna do this to you.
Yeah.
You just gotta be a good judge of character.
And watch the people who you hang around too, because I feel like it's like less likely to happen to, like, you know, people like us, but for all you, like, rappers, and
you want to be a part of a big crowd, so do they. And then, like, and it's like, especially if people leeching off you, like, what was it? Who was wearing that tap? Lil Durk was the one that just got arrested, right?
Yeah.
Informant OTF Jam was, I guess, Lil Durk's cousin or something. And for 7 years, now this is his cousin, though. Let's go back. This is Lil Durk's cousin. When OTF Jam or whoever, when the cousin was in trouble, Durk helped him out so bad. For 7 years after he got out, the FBI, and I think that's the reason why he got aid in getting out, because the FBI was like, get Lil Durk for us. So he wore a wiretap for 7 years.
God.
And that's why Durk is where he is right now. His cousin.
His own cousin, bro.
His own cousin, bro. So mind you, his cousin wasn't no fame. Don't nobody know him, but he leeching. He going to do anything to get ahead. And hopefully, he hoping it ends in murder for you. So that he don't got to deal with you, and he on top now.
Oh, God.
This is why I labeled this as, like, Kendrick Lamar and Lil Wayne's best song.
I was just going to say, like, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but this is Lil Wayne's best song.
And I feel like, well, maybe it might be different for Kendrick. I just feel like the storytelling, I listened to a good amount of his greatest storytelling songs from both of them, and they have such amazing, like, top tier songs, and we'll talk about them later on in, like, future episodes and stuff. But
yeah,
I just think the storytelling of this and, like, the persona, like, literally the acting part of it, makes this their best song. Even though Kendrick was a feature, that is still, I don't think that's his best feature now.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that's just his best song he been on, did.
What?
Wrote lyric. That's just,
now that's
me.
A hot take.
Okay, that's a hot take. All right, all right. I just feel like
it's up there, but
whatever.
You gotta tap in to Sing About Me, bro. Like, anybody listening, if you want to hear good,
I think we gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we should. Shoot, oh, like, Lord. Anybody listening, if you really want to get into Kendrick's storytelling bag, bro, Sing About Me, bro. That and These Walls, like, These Walls has such crazy story behind it. But yeah, man, Mona Lisa, top one ever. Like, it's
top
so good.
One.
I will say it's relevant still. Like, it's crazy how long it's been relevant. People are still, like, talking about it. Because I see or hear about this song every once in a while. Like, still.
I talk about it every day. I know y'all tired of hearing about me, but I talk about it every single day.
Don't even let me hear the name Lisa.
You said Mona? Where she at? I know her. But that'll do it for this episode. This is our first episode back. Mic check with Micah.
Gosh, I can't believe we're back.
We're so back.
I used to pray for times like this.
So I had to cry like that, to shout like this. Oh, I can't. We just in here screaming. My fault, y'all.
Dead.
My fault.
I
Brother
love the
Terrence,
energy, man.
I do too. Brother Terrence, where can they find you?
Hey, you can find me at retro.terrence on Instagram. If you need, get at me for graphics as well, at icgraphics on Instagram.
That boy do graphics, wait.
Hey, man.
The page, y'all know, it's Micah Barkley. It's Mike Checo with two A's on X or Twitter. And the page, we're renovating it, but it's the same one. Oh, this is the same Instagram page I've had since my regular talk show. It's Mike Check W Micah, M-I-C-A-H. You can find me on Instagram. That will do it. And we're going to see you in our next episode.
Can't
bye.
Wait. See ya.
Mic Check with Micah is produced in the studios of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.